Just imagine coming back home to your place after the hurricane hits. A lot of people in Florida don't have to imagine it. They actually are experiencing this, and it is not a happy time. From Lakeland, Florida, Robin Sussingham reports on the after effects of Hurricane Charley.
Hurricane Charley followed Highway 17 into the heart of Florida, its winds devastating the small towns along the way. Longstanding communities are more the norm than new developments in this part of the state. The landscape is of moss-covered oak trees, cattle ranches, and citrus groves.
These winds came blowing through here at about 115 miles an hour, we hear, and just blew the heck out of these trees.
Citrus farmer Bo Bentley drives through one of his citrus groves near Winter Haven, surveying the damage.
I mean, here's a tree that's been blown so hard that it's uprooted. I mean, this is a healthy tree that's usually going to produce somewhere around 1,500 pieces of fruit, and it's partially uprooted, and there's about 250, 300 pieces on the ground below it.
Bentley estimates that he's lost about 30% of his crop. Other farmers around the region are reporting losses of 50 to 90% of their fruit, and the toppled trees will be replanted with young trees that won't produce oranges for years. In downtown Winter Haven, store signs are smashed. People still wearily pile debris along the roadside. A man sits outside his dark cinder block house, shaving with a handheld mirror. Further south on Highway 17, in the historic downtown of Fort Meade, hurricane-force winds stripped awnings and rooftops off the shops. One business owner, who didn't want to be named, tried to nail down a tarp over his appliance store as another thunderstorm approached.
With all the roofs that's off, somebody better come from somewhere. The local roofers can't take care of everything. It's going to need taken care of.
20,000 people are still without power in Polk County alone. Schools are closed, and many towns are without safe drinking water. Local emergency workers say they've gotten what they need from the state, but these isolated rural communities are presenting special challenges to the recovery. Victor Henry is a spokesman for the Emergency Operations Center in rural Hardy County.
You've got people that are out in the middle of the woods, essentially, in a lot of respects. In other respects, they're, you know, on farms and things like that. And then add to that the additional complication of the lines being down, the trees in the road, the fact that we're not even sure if where we're going we're going to be able to get there because the street signs are down. You know, we're trying our best to get there in a timely fashion.
State officials say help is going out much faster than it did with Hurricane Andrew in 1992. But that, however, may be small comfort to the thousands of people in rural areas who are facing Florida's August heat and mosquitoes without electricity, water, or ice. For NPR News, I'm Robin Sussingham in Lakeland, Florida.